Georgia Gold Rush by Nate,
Nico,
Jasmine,
Abby,
and Ben.
The year was 1828. It was mid-spring, and a white settler boy of 10 years was wandering around a small forest just inside the Cherokee border. While stumbling across the untidy forest bed, a hard surface met with the toe of his shoe. With an expression of shocked bewilderment and a pair of copper-gleaming eyes, the boy snatched the small golden treasure and ran in the direction of his camp.
I found gold!
The boy's alarm started a commotion in the area. Soon, the whole camp knew of the gold, and the excitement drew gold seekers to the meeting area. They started packing to go, but it was not till Jonathan, the leader of the small camp, spoke out to the crowd, telling them,
"Everyone stop! Walking into native territory will not end well unless we go in peace. We will travel in a small group with offerings to the chief, and the boy will come too. We leave now."
"Sir, are we trading with the Cherokees?"
A snap of a twig caught the leader's attention. Ignoring the boy's question, he raised his hand to signal no further movement.
"It isn't clear, sir."
"Quiet, Benjamin. We aren't turning back."
Beyond a narrow path of trees, a native woman stood, wearing traditional clothing of settlers.
"We come to negotiate with your leader."
5 Cherokee men with weapons emerged from the bushes around them.
"Hands above your heads. Follow."
The chief's men pushed Jonathan and Benjamin forward towards the Cherokee village.
"What is it that you want?"
Jonathan handed Benjamin the paper containing the directions for the removal of the Cherokees.
"Show him, Benjamin."
The boy took the gold nugget from his pocket and held it and the treaty before the chief.
"We found this on the border of your territory. We'll trade half of our belongings to mine here."
The chief looked over the treaty and nodded.
"How many of you?"
"We are a small group of 60, but we have lots to offer."
"Bring your trade first. You may mine here, but we do not share this land."
As he signed the treaty, an uproar of angry Cherokee people protested.
"Get out of here! You don't deserve to be here! Get out! This is our land! This is our land!"
As the white settlers walked back through the forest to their camp, a Cherokee woman came up behind them.
"Our chief is aware of who you people are. We have heard stories of how you took the lands of the Choctaw, the Chickasaw, and our other brothers. We have read in your newspapers of your leader who says this whole land should be the white man's. We know your greed. It runs through the veins like our rivers you drink from. Despite what you think, we are watching you."
Soon, thousands more settlers came, drawn by the gold, but staying for the land. I have never forgotten her words, not even decades after the treaty. I can never stop blaming myself for finding that gold nugget, either that treasure that decided the fate of the whole Cherokee Nation.